Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are you doing enough to prepare for your retirement? Well, I guess like a lot of us, probably not. This new survey from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission shows 1 in 10 people aged between 45 and 64 don't have any pension at all. But is just having a pension even enough? Gráinne Griffin is Director of Communications for the CCPC. Gráinne, are you surprised by the stats, first of all?
Well, I suppose it's more that we're potentially a little bit worried about them rather than surprised. I mean, it is positive to see that the pension coverage in Ireland is increasing, that more people have a pension. But really, there is a concern there when you look at the number of people who are, and people 45 to 65, so not a million miles away from retirement, who don't have a pension in place. And I suppose what we'd really like to say to those people is that if you don't have a pension in place, it's really never too late to start. But also, if you do have a pension in place, that's not necessarily enough. It's really important that you check just how good a pension you have in place and what's actually going to happen when you reach retirement.
What makes a good pension?
Well, I think there's a lot of discussion about this, and part of it will depend on, like, what are your ambitions for retirement? Are you planning on setting off around the world, or really do you just want to stay locally, live a quiet life? You know, some people will have ambitions that will affect that. But in general, people would say you'd want to have maybe about 2/3 of your pre-retirement income to continue to live, you know, the same quality of life. Like, basically, people don't want to get to retirement age and then experience this drop in quality of life, like a move into poverty. They want to be able to have a positive retirement. So generally about 50-60% of your pre-retirement income is what you're looking for. Now, I would say one of the things that's coming up now that you mightn't have seen in previous generations is this question of, am I still going to be paying a mortgage, or am I still potentially going to be renting? Because obviously that's most people's biggest monthly outgoing, is the mortgage or the rent. And so in the past, people would have assumed that I'll have paid off my mortgage by retirement and I won't have to worry about that. That's no longer the case. You know, we are seeing the situation now where people are potentially going to be renting in retirement, or where they're going to be paying mortgages maybe up to 70 or even 80 in some cases.
Well, like, I mean, if you look at majority of the people, I certainly know anecdotally, drew down their first mortgage at 38, 39. So when you put 25, 30 years on top of that, people are working a lot longer.
Absolutely. Like, what they're seeing at the moment is that first-time buyers are much older, but they've much higher incomes, but they also then have much higher mortgages. You know, and you're not going to be carrying that really high income into retirement. So there's just a need to plan ahead. And, you know, people may think, oh, I have a pension in place, work, set up something. But there's a big difference between a pension potentially where you're paying maybe 3% or even 1% into it on an annual basis, and say, for example, a pension where you're paying 7% and your employer is also paying 7% in. You know, huge difference. So it's really important that you actually look at your pension statements and see, look, what is my projected income at the date that I plan to retire? And look, of course, these things can change. It's not written in stone. It's not guaranteed. But the company will provide you with a projection that says, based on what the scheme you're in and based on how old you are and how much you're paying in, this is broadly what we expect you to get at retirement. And then you add on any state pension retirement you're entitled to, and you should have a sense of what you're going to get. And really, if there's a big gap between what you're expecting to get and what you want to get, now is the time to start filling that gap by increasing your repayment.
So if you're in your, we'll say, 35 to 40 age cohort, because we've mentioned the fact that there's 1 in 10 between 45 and 64 who don't have a pension, which of course means the other 9 do. But if we look at that 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40-year-olds, Gráinne, who are listening today, that maybe they don't have a pension, or they've, you know, they're putting in a fairly minimal sum. What should we be putting into a pension?
I suppose it really depends on how much your employer is putting in, and also how much you've already got built up and your wages. So there's not a definite amount in terms of the percentage. And, you know, there's a difference in terms of the risk profile of different products. But that one, there isn't a magic number too.
Well, if we
but
assume
if you talk to an advisor, they will be able to say, if you say my end goal is I want to have 60% of my pre-retirement income, the advisor should be able to say to you, okay, well, if to get to that by your retirement age, this is how much you're going to have to put in. So it's really a question of working backwards. So it's like, this is what I want to get to. How much am I going to have to pay in? And the other thing to remember with this is there are really good tax breaks to paying into a pension. much more so than putting it into the bank or putting it under the bed or anything like that. Mm. You get tax relief on pension contributions, and that's really beneficial.
So if it's a case that your employer isn't paying anything into your pension, which is probably the case for you know, quite a number of people working in private or commercial companies, is there a sort of a stat or a certain amount that we should pay into our pension?
I think if your employer isn't paying in, then actually it's a really good ask to make of your employer in terms of something that they could potentially start doing. Because actually, if they pay into your pension, it'll be worth more to you than if they were to give you the same amount in a pay rise. And we know at the moment salaries are going up, people are potentially negotiating for pay rises. So potentially, if you were one of those people who's potentially going to be asking for a pay rise, or you see that in your future, it's worth asking if they would make the same contribution into the pension scheme instead, because you'll get more bang for your buck because you'll get the tax relief on it. And given how strong employment levels are at the moment, like, employees are in a relatively good negotiating position, and it is a really good time to ask. Because the thing is, when it comes out of when your employer makes the contribution, obviously you don't feel it. But also, if you increase your own contribution, when it's gone before you ever even get your salary, you know, it is a better way to do it. You don't even, in some ways, you don't even nearly miss it as much as if you were paying into it afterwards. So you can get used to it. Another way to do it is if you're due a pay rise and you know what it is, potentially just pledging ahead that you're going to make that contribution into your pension, so you're not expecting to see that increase.
So a pension contribution, Gráinne, is better than a salary hike?
A pension contribution is better than a salary hike if they're the same amount. You'll get the tax relief on the pension contributions. It'll be worth more to you. And definitely it's a stronger investment in your future.
Do we underestimate how much money we'll need in retirement?
I think in many ways we don't really have a clue. It's so hard when you're thinking in the future and you're thinking decades ahead. Like, you just don't really have a grasp on it, do you know? I mean, we see that even when we ask people how much is the state pension. You know, people generally don't know. Like, they might have a vague sense of it. It's over 200 euros. Most people just don't really know. It's 277 euros at the moment. It's about 14,500 a year. But ultimately, that's the state pension. And even if you're entitled to the full state pension is designed to keep people above the poverty line. It's not going to give you a high quality of life. It's not going to, you know, let you realise.
So if you fancy holidays or a meal once a week or out for a few drinks, you'd need to start thinking of putting something more aside.
But also, if you think about it, like 14,400, that's just over 1,000 a month. If you're potentially paying mortgage or rent, like, where does that leave you? Do you know what I mean? You're potentially in a very, very difficult situation. So people really do need to have, like, supplementary pension plans in place. And, you know, they need to find out, well, how much is that pension going to pay into me? So we just strongly suggest that people get in touch with their pension company if they have one, check their statements, see what am I going to get, and just see is now the time to just bump up those contributions by a percentage or two. And look, if people don't have a pension, we actually find the reason they don't have it is just because they haven't gotten around to it yet. That's actually the biggest reason. You know, there's lots going on in people's lives.
Well, they're saving for the deposit and you're doing up the house when you get the mortgage, and, you know, there's all that comes with it.
All those things. There's so many reasons. But people actually generally, they're not opposed to pensions. They kind of want one. And actually, it's really reassuring. We would say to people, like, you just can't underestimate the relief that you will find that you probably didn't even know you were worried about the future. But there's a real relief that comes from just knowing that there's protections there for your income is set up for the future. And, like, if you're a member of a trade union, you're very probably entitled to a free financial advice session. It normally comes with membership. Or if you just even ask your employer, like, who runs the company pension scheme, or do they have a financial advisor, they'll probably pass on the contact details. Do you know, there's also a list of financial advisors in Ireland on the Central Bank website. But so there's different routes to go. It doesn't have to be a difficult first step.
The advice, if people are just starting today, finally, Gráinne?
People are starting today. It's fair play to them, and get it set up and actually finalised as soon as you possibly can. And really consider paying in as much as you can afford, because you will get really good tax relief on it at the moment. And it's never too late.
Gráinne Griffin, Director of Communications for the CCPC. Gráinne, thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.